you missed it, we've been talking about etiquette during the Super Bowl, especially if you're a guest at somebody's house watching the big game. Now, what exactly should you be doing and, more importantly, not be doing? Joining us, it's Karen Thomas. She is the nation's foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, what are the most common mistakes people make when they show up to these Super Bowl parties?
They show up empty-handed. They don't know when to leave. They double dip in the chip bowl, and they become too intoxicated.
Oh, let's break it down, because I know a few of all those people.
Yeah, like, I mean, that sounds like a whole lot of stuff, but all of it is valid, too. Mm-hmm.
It is, and people don't realize it. I think they get wrapped up in the game. You know, feelings come out when their team's involved.
Yes.
And so people get a little bit extra, and they should not. They should be aware ahead of time that there is etiquette, especially when you're in someone's home.
Well, the first thing you said was, don't show up empty-handed. And one of my pet peeves is when I ask somebody, what can I bring? And they say nothing, because now I have to guess.
Right.
Is it a dessert? Is it a wine? Is it a pack of beer? Like, what should you bring?
Absolutely. If they say nothing, and a lot of people do, then bring something that you know will blend in with what the occasion is. So it's a Super Bowl party. They could always use maybe chips and dip, or they could always use extra beer. So pick something that you know will go in with what the event is.
All right. What was next?
So was it chips and dip? With that, I'm sorry. I know that may sound petty, but let's not double dip. Let's not take that chip, put it in our mouth, and then re-dip it again. Oh, my goodness, especially with the spread of germs.
It is flu season. But what if it's people I know really well? Is it okay?
No, it's not.
What drives me crazy, Karen, is when people talk during the commercials. Because for me, I could care less about the game. I have to pay attention to the commercials because it's my job. Like, I'm going to be reporting back. We're going to be talking about it. Is it rude etiquette to talk during commercials when it's the Super Bowl? Or is it acceptable? And am I just crazy?
Oh, that is absolutely unacceptable. You must pay attention to the commercials. They're the best ones of the year. Proper etiquette. Be quiet. Go in the other room.
Mm-hmm. So I'm there. I'm at somebody else's party. My team is losing, and they're all in my face making jokes. Am I allowed to explode, or should I just exit and get myself out of this situation?
Well, you should be a good sport, so you should just take the ribbing and go along with it, because there's always next year. But it is difficult. Bite that tongue and just move along.
You mentioned overstaying your welcome. As soon as the game, yes. So I leave after the halftime show. That's always been what I do, just so I could get home. I watch the rest in bed, and then I close my eyes and go to sleep.
Right.
But is it, like, when the game is over, is it just accepted to get up and get out of there? Or is there, like, an hour or two grace period?
Well, there's not really a grace period, but knowing that the game is always on a work evening, so the next day we have work, they really should make it a national holiday the day after. But anyway, mm-hmm. You really should be mindful of your guests, knowing that the game is over. Thank you so much. Thank them and get along your way. Do not stay an extra hour. People's got to get up for work. It's just rude. So when the host starts cleaning up, usually right before the end of the game, that's your cue to skedaddle.
And you had mentioned getting too drunk. I think that a lot of people, that's exactly what they do. So how do you handle that?
Well, you should know when you've had too many. But if you're the host and you see that, you know, Uncle Bill had so much and he shouldn't be driving, you should make arrangements for him to get home via Uber or something. Definitely look out for your guests, because remember, if anything happens, that fault could go back onto you because the party was at your home. So you really need to kind of police your guests inconspicuously, but make sure that everybody's okay.
They can sleep right next to that 3-foot sub I ordered.
All right, you can find Karen online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.